recording.
Thanks.
Senator Pierce, the deadline has now passed for the governor to sign all the bills. Are you satisfied with what was signed into law and those that were vetoed?
Well, you don't always get what you want. 162 bills were passed in the House and Senate this year. The governor vetoed a record high number this year. 29 bills were vetoed. There was one or two of those in particular that I'd worked very hard on that did not get passed. And so, anyway, that's, you don't always get everything that you hope. But overall, I think it was a good session, and we did have some successes. And then we'll come back the second week in September and possibly have some override of some of those vetoes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm trying to remember back. The one that he vetoed that was your bill had to do with education?
It was Senate Bill 9. It had to do with the creation of extension districts. And so if a county or multiple counties wanted to get together and create an extension district, which would have the ability to raise funds through a taxing authority, that was vetoed. However, the language in that was included in another House bill. So at least we got the language approved, and that concept will continue. So, but I was hopeful that would get passed because it also had some very good language on animal abuse and neglect that Representative Joe Don McGaw had worked very hard on. So we hope to come back next year and maybe to bring that idea back to the legislature.
Well, and switching topics here, it was just recently announced that the president is going to be making a trip to the Show Me State. I believe the first time in quite a while he's going to even be in this area, and it's going to be in your hometown. Tell me a little bit about what you know.
Well, the White House on Thursday afternoon announced that President Obama is coming to Warrensburg next week on Wednesday, July 24th. That's really all the information they've given out, haven't released when and where it's going to be. The topic's going to be on the economy, and so it's great that he's coming to this community to talk about that. And it will put Missouri and Warrensburg in particular on the map for a day on the worldwide stage, and so that's positive.
Now, you spent a majority of the week on the MoBio tour. For those that aren't familiar with that, explain what that's about and what you got accomplished.
MoBio is an organization. It would be similar to the Missouri Chamber of Commerce or Associated Industries of Missouri, but this focuses on life sciences and biotechnology companies and issues. And every year they invite the legislature to go on a basically week-long tour of the state. I haven't had the opportunity to go in the past, and so this year I did have a chance to go, and I was joined by 12 other legislators, senators, and representatives. Started the week off in St. Louis and kind of weaved our way through the state, Columbia, Kansas City, and then St. Joseph. And it was a fascinating way to see just how many jobs are involved in life sciences and biotechnology, high-paying jobs, high-tech jobs, and really what we can to attract and retain those businesses here.
Well, I know you've been busy this summer, which usually, I mean, it's time for lawmakers to get out and meet with some of their constituents, but you've had some meetings, and I know education has taken a large majority of center stage for you, and there have been some meetings and discussions of upcoming meetings. Tell me what has been discussed in terms of education.
Well, even though we're not in session, the work never ends. And on Tuesday, we're having a joint committee of education, which is comprised of 7 members of the House and 7 members of the Senate. Representative Mike Lair from Chillicothe is the chairman, and I have the honor of being the vice chairman of that. And on Tuesday in Jefferson City, we're going to have a hearing of that committee and talk about preparation, how we attract teachers to the field, how we train them, both in public and private institutions, how are they trained, how are they evaluated, how are those programs evaluated as well. And then also we're going to take a look at technology and what are some things out there. There's a lot of good and exciting things. I think we also need to be careful, too, because just because you take an online course, this might not mean that you're ready to take on a group of third graders in a classroom. So, but it's so very important that we attract qualified people, they're well-trained, and then we properly evaluate them.
Well, I guess the last thing I wanted to discuss with you, looking forward to the next session, are there any things on your agenda that you want to really work on and just talk about moving forward?
Well, I guess in education, the whole concept of school transfers is very important. Two big school districts in the St. Louis area, Normandy and Riverview Gardens, were declared unaccredited, and those students now have an opportunity to go elsewhere. And it's been a huge issue in the St. Louis area. and hundreds of students have chosen to go to neighboring districts. And will the unaccredited districts be able to financially survive? We don't know. How is that going to be taken care of as far as paying the receiving districts? And so just some huge implications. On the higher education level, we will be in performance funding, and I've got a meeting also Tuesday in Jefferson City to talk about that. And so the work never stops.
All right, sir. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, summer is also a fun time. And county fairs, some have already happened, some we're right in the middle of, and it's just a great time to get out and support our youth and agriculture and try not to eat too many corn dogs.